Hello, it's 11:30. I wanted to get up earlier, but last night I went to hang out at a show, my friend Samir's show, and then we're hanging out at the bar after the show, and a friend of mine was there. It was a group of people. It was a good group. And he was going through a breakup, and I didn't realize that till I went to say goodbye to him, and he kind of just said it to me. So then I spent a while talking to him about that. Breakups, man. When you've been with somebody for a while, you're like living with somebody and been with them for a while, it's for years, they're brutal. I've never ever broken up with anybody. I've only been broken up with. Well, I don't like to break up with somebody. See, even when I know when it's over, I wait it out, which is just as bad, I guess. I mean, that's not cool. I there was a one chick that I wasn't cool to because I didn't really like her, and then I wouldn't break up with her. I would just be kind of not mean, but like distant. Until she was like, I don't think this is a good idea. And at the time, I thought I was giving her the gift of dumping me as opposed to me. You know, she got to feel strong. She got to feel like she did the right. She was like, I'm not putting up with this guy, and got rid of me. And maybe she did. Maybe it was a... Maybe that was a turning point in her life. Maybe she became more assertive. Maybe she rose to the top of the corporate ladder. Still, it was wrong to not just be honest and break up. Oh, relationships. How do they even work out at all? My relationship's easy. With Jacqueline, it's pretty easy. It's not much work at all. We get along really well. But we also don't have kids or aspirations for kids. I think that would complicate things significantly. But I've never been with a woman in a long-term relationship. I've dated, like, short, like, you know, dated women that probably wanted kids. We would never get to the point where we're talking about the kids. I know some of them didn't want kids because they now have children. So that's proof. Or at least they were susceptible to the idea. Ooh. Whenever I see like a chick that I used to date on Facebook with her kids, I feel so glad that she didn't like me enough to stay with me, and we parted ways, and I don't, because I would have gotten sucked into the whole thing, you know. They could probably have been very convincing. Like, come on, it'll be great. Don't you want to? We'll have a family. This will be the best. And then oh, fuck. That reality, that like timeline that where I have children, I don't want to know nothing about it. All right, let's look at the news and get the fuck out of here. I got shit to do. YouTuber faces jail for video forcing homeless man to eat toothpaste-filled Oreos. Well, yeah. Lock that person up. Where was this? Who is this piece of shit? Barcelona-based YouTuber. I was really expecting this person to be American, not Euro. But I don't care where you're living. You don't fuck with the homeless, man. It's like, they're having a bad day. They're homeless. And then you're going to ruin food in front of them and going to make them... I hope he gets a judge that has, like, the creative sentencing. Like, You must be a homeless man for 2 years, and you're only allowed to eat toothpaste-filled Oreos, and you have to shit outside and know what it's like. It's like the opposite of house arrest. You're in not house arrest. Well, that's a good idea for a movie. Not house arrest, where a guy gets sentenced to be homeless and a homeless guy gets given his house. It's like a court-ordered trading places. I think I'm gonna write this this movie and make $1 million. I still think $1 million is the most amount I could think of. I want $1 million. Now, I want one operator who hung up on emergency calls is sentenced to jail. Oh, imagine you call 911 and the operator just doesn't feel like talking. I would never get that job. I wouldn't get a job where there's real important shit on me, because it isn't. I know how this person felt. This operator who's like, man, this call sounds real complicated. If I act like, oops, I hit the wrong button, got cut off, they're gonna have to call back. They're not gonna get me. Probably they'll get somebody else, and then I won't have to deal with it. And then you just kind of like spill your coffee, like, oh no, I hung up on them. But if you're really getting sick of your 911 job, if you're like, I'm not feeling this anymore, I'm sick of talking to these emergency having assholes, I think that's you gotta leave. You just get another gig. I know it's hard to find a job, but that's why I wouldn't take that job. Not that it's being offered to me. Not that anybody's. I haven't been trying to. No one at 911's tried to recruit me into the fold. I wonder how you get that gig. Like, are there auditions? I could probably audition well. I feel like I'm good. Keep calm. Oh, the police are on the way. Keep calm. Tell me, what does the murderer look like? Well, what the fuck? What do you mean you're not good at explaining what people look like? Like, what color is he? I know you're not supposed to ask that all the time, but in this case, it's kind of important. What color is he? You mean, what if you had to say an ethnicity, would you say white, or would you say something else? And then, okay, what color is the murderer's eyes? Is there any tattoos? Did you notice any tattoos? About how tall? You get it. And be like, you sure there's no tattoos? Those are real good at helping. Okay, now they're dead. And then the murderer picks up the phone. It's like, you were too slow, 911. All right, man, whatever. You don't have to bust my balls. I did my best. And here's one last story, just for some good news. Pharma bro Martin Scorsese is denied minimum security camp and sent to federal prison in New Jersey. There you go. None of that nice bullshit country club for Martin Scorsese. You're going in the old federal pen, just like Con Air. You got the whole mix. That sounds pretty scary. That dude's scared. And probably looking back on all those smirking moments and saying, why did I have to be such a prick? He's really kind of going to federal prison for being a prick. Because he probably would have got the minimum security if he wasn't such an obnoxious asshole all the time. and nobody likes him. Everybody wants to punch him in the face. You know, maybe the punchable face made him into the asshole. I mean, it's true. You got a punchable face, people are like, ah, fuck this guy, right? He's like, what, I just want to play G.I. Joes with you kids. Can I play with you kids? And I'm like, get out of here, you fucking punch face. We all want to punch you. We don't want to play with you. And then it just keeps going. Girls don't want to dance with him. He doesn't have friends. And then he's like, I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to get richer than all of you. And I'll buy a Wu-Tang album that none of you will ever be able to listen to. And I'll laugh and I'll laugh. And I'll raise your medication's price to a crazy amount of money that you can't afford. And you'll deserve it for your mocking of me. It's like a supervillain origin story. You just need that punchable face and people judge you. And then you become the punchable face. So be nice to people with punchable faces. They go through a lot. I know it's hard because you want to fucking punch your face. I think I have one, sort of. To certain people. I guess everybody has one. Unless you're like Bradley Cooper or something. There's like your face somebody sees, well, just because it reminds them of somebody who was an asshole to them. And they're like, ah, fuck this guy. I'm going to punch him in the face. And then they're not nice to you. I've had people be not nice to me for no reason, and I always kind of figured it was like I look like somebody. I mean, I just made that up in my head and decided it was true, so not saying it might. It's just a theory. All right, I got to go. I need some coffee. See you tomorrow. We love you.